A commentary by residents of Langford. Langford is the perfect place to put down roots, grow, age and flourish. But after reading a recent op-ed by three Langford city councillors, it's clear to us they just don't understand what it takes to build community. They've been at the council table for nearly 2 years, and what have we seen? A mess. They've been leading us nowhere fast, and dysfunction, and incompetence, are just two of the words to describe what's happening under this current mayor and council. For 30 years, Stu Young and his team poured their hearts into building Langford. They built homes for families, set up top-notch sports fields and trails, and brought in big names like Pacific FC and Rugby Canada. They worked with the Sooke School District to give our kids better recreation, gyms and fields. But this council? They cut funds for things we need, such as a new all-weather field for a new elementary school on Latoria. Langford always stood behind our police officers and firefighters, and opened the doors to businesses to make Langford the best it could be for people from all walks of life. After all, Stu wanted the best for our community. Certainly, we've faced our fair share of challenges, but we've built something great, something even the province has tipped its hat to. Roads, transit, homes, jobs. We kicked the door wide open for growth and opportunity. But now, all of that is on the line. What we have got from this council is a lot of hot air, fancy plans that lead nowhere and taxes through the roof. Zero vision. Their piece in the paper made it crystal clear. They're out of touch. With costs soaring and people struggling, they think a 28% tax hike is okay? This council needs to take responsibility for their own decisions that have led to the record tax increase in just 12 months and stop trying to blame the previous mayor and council. Their focus? Splitting us apart, wasting money on media training and fancy trips to conferences that cost us thousands. And let's not forget, they've cut support for important community events such as the Sarah Beckett Memorial Run and the Belmont Dry Grad. The boom we've seen in Langford is slowing down. Building permits are dropping, and they've only been in charge for a blink. We all are going to pay the price, literally. It's time for a wake-up call. Council, get out of your fancy city hall offices. Talk to the people. They're not happy, and it's easy to see why. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.